Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
This is the Golf Hour
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's your host, Will Docter.
All right, 6 days until the start of the PGA Tour season at the Sony Open. The field just came out. Ben Griffin, Russell Henley, Robert McIntyre, Hideki Matsuyama. You got a strong field there at the Sony. Just ready for the golf to get started. We'll see more of the superstar talent once the tour gets to California at the Amex, where world number one Scottie Scheffler is scheduled to make his 2026 debut. Adam Parmer is going to join us at 8:30 Central. Adam caddies on the PGA Tour for Max Gracerman, who finished runner-up at the Bay Current in the fall, and I can't wait to get Adam's insights. Adam is going into his 11th year as a professional caddy. He started in women's golf AAA on the Epson Tour with Brittany Benvenuto before working his way up to the LPGA Tour with Teresa O'Hare and Letitia Beck. He was on their backs for a few years on the LPGA before getting the call to loop for Marcelo Rosso on the Korn Ferry Tour, he's returning to the PGA Tour this year after getting one of the five cards at Q School. Adam then moved to Max Gracerman when he was on the Korn Ferry Tour in 2021. Max gets hurt in 22. Adam gets a call from Tyson Alexander, spent about a year and a half on his bag. Max then got healthy, and Adam has been with Gracerman for the last year and 3 months since the fall of 2024, and they crushed it this year. Two runner-up finishes, one at the Rocket, one at the Bay Current. We'll get to that with Adam. And when you talk about, you know, a great caddy, it's someone who knows the player better than they know themselves. They're masters in preparation. You know, they set the tempo for the player in the big moment, and inside the ropes, they're just some of the most stoic people on the planet. When you think about all timers in the world of caddying, Stevie Williams, Joe LaCava, Michael Greller, Ted Scott, these are guys who make the right call as far as the club or reed. And they don't react to anything other than the next shot at hand. Adam Parmer checks all of those boxes. We'll hear from him at 8:30. I want to get to who to watch in the Bahamas at the Korn Ferry Tour season opener. But we have to start with ESPN's report yesterday that Brooks Koepka has officially applied for reinstatement of his PGA Tour membership just 17 days after he left LIV Golf with 1 year remaining in his contract. First off, this is great news for the golf fan. You get a five-time major champion back playing all the events we want to watch, the majors, the signature events, which need to add players, and hopefully more for Brooks. Number two, and I want to respect Koepka and the fact that his wife Jenna announced on social media in October that she suffered from a miscarriage at 16 weeks. Horrible news. So it was very understandable 17 days ago when Koepka's management team said that family had always guided Brooks in his decisions, and he feels that this is the right moment to spend more time at home. So after we read that, I really thought Brooks would just play the four majors this year and probably rejoin the PGA Tour in 2027 once his LIV contract was fully expired and he had served, I don't know, maybe a one-year suspension on the PGA Tour. That was my guess. But to leave LIV, you know, say it was for the family and then reapply for your PGA Tour membership 17 days later, listen, that's some pretty good BS right there. It is very clear that Brooks Koepka is hungry to play competitive golf again at the highest level, which is the PGA Tour, and he's not going to serve anything. No suspension, probably no fine. The fine he's paying is probably back to Live Golf for doing this with 1 year remaining in his contract. Judging off the rush of this application, I think you're going to see Koepka back as soon as the Waste Management Phoenix Open. The PGA Tour and its members, who will have a vote on when he comes back, they'll expedite this process. Give it another 7 days, and Brooks will have his card back because, you know, they're all ready to squash the bug on Liv. At least its existence in the States. And I think that's what's going to happen. They'll get DeChambeau back next. We heard this week DeChambeau's trying to negotiate a $1 billion deal with Liv. We'll see how that works out. Once the Tour gets DeChambeau back, there's really going to be no reason for Liv to host any more tournaments here in the States. But as aforementioned, I'd be interested to find out what type of penalties Koepka has to pay to the Saudis for going back to play on the PGA Tour with a year left in the contract. But all in all, this is great news. No question about it. I'm absolutely ready to put a bow on the Liv nonsense from a local perspective. What a disaster that one-and-done tournament was here at Golf Club of Houston. Really, you bring a golf tournament to Houston in the middle of the summer? That tells you all you need to know about the type of management they're working with there at the circus. Now, we will touch on Liv promotion today, and only because Anthony Kim is a person of interest in the world of golf. You know, he is set out on an improbable comeback at 40 years old, and he birdied his final hole yesterday to advance to the third round there at Black Diamond and keeps his hopes alive playing on Liv Golf again in 2026. I talked to Kim's swing coach, Matt Killen, last night. They're fired up. We'll hear from AK and also get to the bizarre format, which saw my one outright at MJ McGuire at 90-1 miss the cut. MJ shot one over in the opening round, and if you weren't in the top 20, you missed the cut for round two. And I was shocked Alex Levy missed the cut as well. He's been playing some great golf there on the DP World Tour. A couple other great players, Pablo Ureno, Chase Koepka. Really all the notable names in that field of Black Diamond are now packing their bags. But, yeah, once again, on the Liv front, you know, and Koepka, it's great to have Koepka back on tour. I predict you see him in Phoenix, and locally we will probably see him here in Houston the week before the Masters. In the world of golf, professional golf, you've got a lot of the tours firing back up this week. Sony starts Thursday. You'll have the first two Korn Ferry Tour events on Golf Channel Sunday to Wednesday over the next 2 weeks, and you have a ton of great storylines. A ton of awesome players to follow, especially on the Texan forefront. Mitchell Meisner is a very talented player out of San Antonio who missed his PGA Tour card by one shot last year. Heard about it a few months ago from his swing coach, Brian Gathright, at Gathright Golf. Meisner had a great year with seven top tens, but with the amount of cards from KFT to PGA Tour shrinking to 20, Meisner finished one shot outside of the top 20 at 21 on KFT points. And so the card has to wait. But he is a player to keep an eye on in 2026. He'll try to earn one of those 20 cards at the end of this year and join his brother Mac, who is heading into his third year on the PGA Tour. We'll talk about Mac as far as the Sony Open this week. Matthew Riedel is a Houstonian teeing it up in the Bahamas this week. Went to Stratford High School, played his college golf at Vanderbilt. Riedel was on the PGA Tour last year, earning his card at 24 final stage. Just a couple months after graduating Vanderbilt, where he won the SEC stroke play in 2022, he should be back on the PGA Tour in no time. We spoke to his caddy, Drew Murdoch, live on the show a couple weeks ago, and we forgot to talk about this, but Drew runs a great page on Instagram during the season to give you an inside look at life on the bag at the professional level. You can follow him at Murder on the Bag on Instagram. Rare, great follow in the poisonous world of social media. Now, I'm bummed that former Texas Aggie and three-time PGA Tour winner Cam Champ did not end up retaining his card, his PGA Tour card for the 2026 season. He started last year on KFT before joining the PGA Tour on past champion and medical exemptions in May. And, man, Champ really played well in 25. He had some really good performances, 16th in Puerto Rico, 15th in Dallas at the Byron, where we caught up with him on the show. And he had told us he retained a love and passion for the game that he had been missing for some time. And he was very happy with where his game was at. You look at where he went from there a month after Dallas. He put up a top 10 in Canada, top 20 in Detroit, another top 20 at the ISCO. So at that point in the year, Champ, he was closing in on getting inside the top 100, getting back on the PGA Tour full time. He then misses the cut in five of his last eight starts in the season, finishing 147 on the money list. And he did not get one of the five cards available at Q School. So Champ is now starting his season once again on the KFT. He opened 60-1 on BetOnline for the Bahamas Golf Classic. Houston native, friend of the show, former Texas Longhorn, Cole Hammer, will get started on his fourth season on the KFT tomorrow. And will close in Vegas around 125-1. Parker Cootie makes a return at the Bahamas this week. Former SMU Mustang and Dallas resident Noah Goodwin, he unfortunately lost his PGA Tour card last year. Just withdrew this morning from the Bahamas Golf Classic. Wondering if he got into the Sony. We'll keep you updated there. Hayden Springer is a Texas resident. Lives up at Trophy Club. He finished 131 on the PGA Tour money list last year. But another one of these players who, when you look at Springer's 2025 season, it was far from bad golf. I mean, Springer logged plenty of commendable top 20 finishes. But with the amount of cards on the PGA Tour shrinking to 100, five top 25s plus a sixth place finish at the Farmers was not good enough for Springer to keep his job at the top level. And that is really, really good golf. I mean, you make 17 of 23 cuts, seven top 25s, a top 10 at Torrey. Who wouldn't take a season like that? And I think Springer wins fairly quickly here over the next 2 months on KFT. I think when you look into the crystal ball to the end of the 2026 season, I think you'll see Springer with one of those 20 PGA Tour cards. He's a great look this week in the Bahamas. Vegas knows it. As he's going to close around 40-1. Texas guy, Big 12 champion at TCU who knows how to play in the windy conditions. I really like Hayden Springer at the Ocean Club this week. Take a quick break. On the other side, we'll get to Anthony Kim sweating it out at Live Promotion. Adam Palmer is later on. This is the Golf Hour with Will Doctor on ESPN Houston. Back after this.
Mike Booker, chairman of the Texas Golf Hall of Fame and holder of a record number of Texas Golf Association championships.
The Texas Golf Hall of Fame is the foundation of golf in our great state. So many great individuals, Ben Hogan, Byron Nelson, Kathy Whitworth, Ben Crenshaw, and many others, lead the way in making golf in Texas known around the world. Now you can experience the history of Texas golf digitally at texasgolfhof.org and share with your family and friends. See you on the course.
ESPN Golf Hour
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor.
All right, KFT starts Sunday. PGA Tour starts Thursday in Hawaii. You've also got the DP World Tour cranking back up overnight on Thursday at the Dubai Invitational. You have a great field there at Dubai Creek Resort. World number two, Rory McIlroy, will make his first start of 2026, as well as Tommy Fleetwood. You've got back-to-back fall winner Jaden Schaefer there in Dubai. Houston native Patrick Reed will kick up his 2026 season. We talked about in the futures, Reed has some pretty good looks for the 2026 majors. I think 70-1 at Augusta right now. We'll get to that a little bit later on. It's really the best of the best there in Dubai for the next 2 weeks before the DP World Tour heads to Bahrain and Kenya. As aforementioned in the last segment, you do have some live golf going on in a few hours on FS1, which is the Live Golf Promotion Tournament at Black Diamond. The top three players after Sunday will get entry into Live, and this is a format that I just can't wrap my head around. I talked a little bit this on Tuesday. You had 78 players start round one on Thursday, and only the top 20 in ties advanced to round two. And then in round two, they were joined by a group of players who were exempt from the Thursday action. So then the scores reset. They get back together yesterday, and only the top 20 in yesterday's action advance to the weekend, and then they play two rounds of 18-hole stroke play today and tomorrow. I've just never heard of a format like this. And you look at the talent that was axed yesterday thanks to this format. And by the way, there's maybe two, three names. I can deep dive into the most unknown names in golf, but in all seriousness, there's maybe two, three names on this leaderboard that you'd recognize going into the weekend. Joe Pagnin, you know, Englishman, played his college golf at TCU. Saddam Kawakajana, pretty well-known DP World Tour player. Julian Perico, one of the great up-and-coming South Americans. Houston Open winner Matt Jones is playing the weekend at Black Diamond, and then, of course, Anthony Kim. But that's really it. And if we're just being honest, I mean, Luke at Lizards, you know, probably only knows of Matt Jones and Anthony Kim. But you look at who missed a cut in this field, and once again, all due to the atrocious format. Chase Koepka shoots 67-70, will not play the weekend. Spaniard phenom out of UCLA was at Pablo Llerena was at the top of the board after round one, shooting 66. He shoots 70 in round two. That was not good enough to advance to the weekend. And then you also had Andy Ogletree, former U.S. AM champion. Ollie Schneiderjans, former member of the PGA Tour. They both missed the cut. John Catlin, Alex Levy. Every notable player in this field is gone, except for Anthony Kim. And AK was even par through 17 holes yesterday. Needed a birdie to stay in the top 20 on the 18th hole. And ended up stuffing his approach to 7 feet and sinking the putt in the big spot to keep the 26 Live Golf hopes and dreams alive. Kim, you know, if you're not familiar with the story, Anthony Kim, he came back to the world of golf after a 12-year layoff in 2024. He signed an independent deal with LIV, doesn't play for a team, just plays as an independent there on the stroke play leaderboards. His best finish in a LIV event through 2 years is tied 29th, but he started to show some form over the last month, finished tied 5th. At the Saudi International to end 2025. Here was AK after yesterday's round on how he felt in the pressure cooker situation with his job on the line on the 18th green at Black Diamond.
Felt really calm, and you know, whether it went in or not, I just wanted to give myself the best chance, go through my pre-shot routine, and I've been putting in a lot of time. I know that everyone does, but I've been very focused, and especially on my putting, and felt good to get over it and make one.
AK had to grind it out yesterday. I mean, he was even through the first nine holes. He makes the turn, birdies 11, but then dropped one at 14 to go back to even par, gets one back on 15 to go to one under. You know, he pars the par 5 16th, makes a bogey on 17, so he needed the birdie on 18. What a big time three that was for AK to keep his job alive. Now, he rated yesterday a 5 out of 10. Anthony Kim rated yesterday's 1 under 69 a 5 out of 10. And he spoke about how much his discipline on the golf course has improved. He said that 7 or 8 months ago, yesterday's 71 could have easily been a 75 or 76. Here was AK on the change of style as far as course management.
I think it's all part of the process. I've gotten better. I've started to hit different shots as opposed to just always firing at the flag. Just been more strategic in planning to play for the golf course as opposed to just firing at every flag, which I'm used to doing. But I'm 40 years old, feel 60, and I know that I don't overpower golf courses anymore, so I have to use my brain or what's left of it and just try to outsmart the course.
I love AK's honesty right there as far as what is left of the brain after he, you know, he fried himself out for over a decade. Absolutely love seeing a flusher like that get back in the saddle and get after it. And you can color me obsessed with the work AK is doing with superstar swing coach Matt Killen. Here was the three-time PGA Tour winner in Kim on the keys to the weekend in Lecanto.
Just keep doing what I'm doing. Today, I'll be honest, was about a 5. I thought I would be a little sharper after playing in Asia and Saudi, but not playing tournament golf, it definitely, it's something that you have to get used to. It's not nerves, but it's just different lines you're taking and how aggressive you want to be on certain holes. So I didn't do a great job of it, but I stayed patient and made a putt when it mattered.
All right, we'll see what AK does this weekend. Tees off at 10:07 a.m. This morning. He is in the group behind Matt Jones and Kieran Vincent, two former LIV guys. Jones, of course, a former PGA Tour winner. You know, if it interests you, really all I'm focused on is the way AK plays this weekend. But if it interests you, the coverage is going to be on FS1 there as far as LIV promotion. Now, how about this Golf Digest piece from Joel Beal yesterday talking about how the Hawaiian events on the PGA Tour are facing elimination? Not only the Century, which should be going on right now, I don't know how I looked at the photos of a dead plantation course at Kapalua at the end of November, and then now all of a sudden you fast forward and it's completely pure. I don't know what's going on there at Kapalua. So that is facing elimination, the Century. And then Beal also said that next week could be the last time the Hawaiian Open, the Sony Open, is played. And he also said that the tour's private equity architects at the SSG are developing a shrunken elite schedule that would push the season start deeper into the calendar. I mean, are you kidding me? The PE NFL guys, led by Brian Rolop, are reportedly not only going to try to cut the Hawaiian swing, but we also heard yesterday that the Farmers is 100% not going to re-up with Torrey Pines after this year. And plus you have these rumors surfacing that LIV Golf could potentially go to Torrey Pines starting in 2028 as a prep event for the Olympics at Riviera. What a disaster this would be if true. You can't actually tell me that there could potentially only be two PGA Tour events in California. Because we got the news yesterday from the PGA Tour that Napa is off the fall schedule. So that would leave Palm Springs and Pebble Beach. if you're the PGA Tour, you cannot take Torrey Pines off the schedule with the amount of history there. Six PGA Tour wins for Tiger. Watson won at Torrey twice. Palmer won at Torrey twice. Nicholas in 69. Miller in 82. You can't just take the San Diego Open off the schedule. And the Sony Open's been going on since 1965. Wiley has produced fantastic Sundays over the years. Trevino won it in the 60s. Jack and Crenshaw in the 70s. Aoki holing out from the fairway on the 72nd, 83 is a great Hawaiian Open rewatchable. Pavin won it twice in the 80s. Lanny Watkins in 88 and 91. Ernie Els won the Sony Open. Vijay Singh, we'll talk about him later. And then Justin Thomas, Hideki Matsuyama, and Siwoo Kim have all won that tournament over the last decade. So you cannot just axe tournaments with this type of history. We also got news that Jackson is off the schedule. There'd be no more Sanderson Farms Championship. The fall event in Mississippi. I don't think anyone's complaining about that snoozer. But get a deal done to keep Hawaii and Torrey going. It's not possible for the next generation of golfers to go break Tiger and Jack's records with a shrunken elitist schedule. And I don't know why Rollup and the SSG keep leaning into this model. I understand the private equity people could care less about history and charity and all these things that have mattered to the PGA Tour over the last 100 years. But we are seeing live, we're seeing LIV Golf try the smaller field and shorter schedule over the last 2 years. And it has been a complete disaster. So there's no reason at all to try to emulate that. We'll get to some more predictions a little bit later on. I love Pearson Cootie to win on the PGA Tour this year. Love Michael Thorby Jornsen to win on the PGA Tour this year. We'll get to more on that in the fourth segment. Take a couple of your calls. Adam Parmer, PGA Tour caddy for Max Graceman, is on the other side here on the Golf Hour on ESPN Houston. Back after this.
Mike Booker, chairman of the Texas Golf Hall of Fame and holder of a record number of Texas Golf Association championships.
The Texas Golf Hall of Fame is the foundation of golf in our great state. So many great individuals, Ben Hogan, Byron Nelson, Kathy Whitworth, Ben Crenshaw, Babe Zaharias, Tom Kite, and many more lead the way in making golf in Texas known around the world. Learn about the historic golf courses and the individuals that promoted the game through leadership, teaching, and passion. Texas and golf go hand in hand in the history of the game and camaraderie. Together we can honor the past, celebrate the present, and inspire future generations of Texas golfers. Golf is a sport for everyone, and I encourage you to experience the history of Texas golf digitally at TexasGolfHOF.org and share with your golf family and friends. That's TexasGolfHOF.org. See you on the course.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.